The tangy saline taste of exhaust fumes in the autumn air evoked associations of sea, oil extraction, and gross national product. Dazzling sunlight slanted on the glass of the office buildings, casting sharp, rectangular shadows over what had once been an industrial estate. Now it was a kind of urban quarter, with overpriced shops, overpriced apartments, and overpriced offices for overpriced consultants. I could see three fitness centers from where I stood, all of them fully booked from morning till evening. A young guy in a Corneliani suit and geek chic glasses greeted me deferentially as we passed, and I reciprocated with a gracious nod. I had no idea who he was. Could only assume he would have to be from another recruitment agency. Edward W. Kelly, perhaps. No one else but a headhunter would greet another headhunter with deference. Or to be precise, no one else greets me. They don't know who I am. Firstly, I have a limited social circle when not with my wife, Diana. Secondly, I work for a company which, in common with Kelly's, belongs to an elite, one which avoids the media spotlight, one which you believe you have never heard of until you qualify for one of the country's top jobs, whereupon you receive a call from us and the name rings a bell. Alpha. Where have you heard that before? Was it at a group management meeting in connection with the appointment of a new regional director? So you have heard of us after all. But you know nothing. For discretion is our greatest virtue, the only one we have. Of course, the majority of our work, from beginning to end, is lies, of the most contemptible kind. Such as when you hear me rounding off the second interview with my standard mantra. You're the man I want for this job. A job for which I not only think, but know you are perfect. And that means the job is perfect for you. Believe me. Well, okay. Don't believe me. Yes, I reckoned it was Kelly. Or Amrop. With that suit, he was definitely not from one of the large, uncool, unexclusive agencies like Manpower or Adecco. Nor was he from one of the micro-cool ones like Hopeland. Otherwise, I would have known him. Although he could have been from one of the large, medium-cool ones like Mercury-Urval, or Delphi, of course, or the small, uncool, anonymous ones that recruit middle management and only on rare occasions are given the opportunity to compete with us, the big boys, and then lose and go back to scouting for shop managers and financial directors, and greet the likes of me with respect, in the hope that one day we will remember them and offer them a job. There is no official ranking list for headhunters, no status research as in the broker industry, nor are there award ceremonies for the gurus of the year as in TV and advertising. But we know. We know who the king of the heap is, who the challengers are, who is heading for a fall. Triumphs take place in silence. Funerals in deadly silence. But the guy who just greeted me knew I was Roger Brown, the headhunter who has never nominated a candidate for a job he did not get, who, if necessary, manipulates, forces, levers, and rams the candidate in, who has clients who trust his judgment implicitly, who, without a moment's hesitation, place their company's fate in his, and only his, hands. To put it another way, it was not Oslo Port Authority who appointed their new traffic director last year. It was not Avis who appointed their Scandinavian director. And it was quite definitely not the local authority who appointed the director of the power station in Stjørdal. It was me.